You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Bay Area comedian Stroyd Moyd has been doing stand-up since he was 16, inspired by his dad, Big Stroy's sense of humor and way with words.
I'm very dark-skinned, you know. I'm blacker than the average black person, you know, and that's cool. I'm so black that if I walk outside right now, I would literally disappear into the darkness, all right? That's why whenever I get arrested or hassled by cops at night, when they see me, they be like, freeze, freeze! Smile and keep your eyes open. Then I close my eyes and I disappear like a Knight Rider.
Stroy spoke with KALW's Jen Chien about jokes, skateboarding, and his comedy hustle.
My name is Stroy Moyd. I'm a 28-year-old stand-up comedian from East Oakland, California. Not Oakland, California, but East Oakland, California. All about positive vibes and making people laugh. And we about to get it cracking. Stroy Moyd, hashtag hella funny. Yeah. Was that all right?
That's the best idea that anyone has ever given. So, Stroy, you're from East Oakland originally, right?
Yes.
But I understand you also lived in Berkeley as a teenager.
Yes.
So tell me how that move affected you and your family. What was that like?
Berkeley helped me discover another passion in my life, which is skateboarding.
And how did you start skateboarding? I mean, tell me how.
I actually started skateboarding in Oakland because my brother used to skate. And I went to this middle school called Elmhurst Middle School. It was on 98th and 1 in a really bad neighborhood. And I didn't want people to know that I skated. I was like in the closet skateboarder. So when I got like a block away from the school, I had to take my trucks and my wheels and undo them, unscrew them, and put them on my backpack, take my deck, hide it in the bushes, and take my Vans off, and then put on some Jordans, and then walk to school with this little, I'm a hood swag. But then right when I left, I went to get my skateboard, put it back in, and then I skated home. But when I moved to Berkeley, like, it was okay to be a black dude that skated, you know? So I was like, all right, for sure. This is my new home, you know?
It's like a kind of code switching, not a verbal code switching, mm-hmm. but like a physical.
Wait, because when you're a young kid, you really want to fit in. You don't want to make, because like right now, I don't care if I fit in or not, because I just know that it doesn't even matter. Just be yourself and be true to who you are. And if you don't fit in, that's just whatever, you know? That's how I taught myself now. But when you're a kid, you're impressionable, and if people make, you don't like to be laughed at or be teased, because that just, you really attach to the content when you're so young, to all the negative stuff that go in your head. So you just get sad and depressed because, oh, you're a black dude on a skateboard, a white boy, Stroy, you know, but now I don't care. And now skateboarding is popular for everybody anyway, so now it doesn't even matter.
Do you think that kind of experience affected your comedy?
Yeah, because all the best art comes from the most darkest places, I believe, you know. Like, if you look at one of the best rappers, you look at Eminem, you know, he lived one of the most messed up lives. But you listen to his album, it's like, so he has so much content to grab from because he's been through such a deep, like a hard life, that he can always have something to rap about. Even like you look at Richard Pryor, the comedian, he was married 6 times. He like burned himself on fire. But he's like, you know, not even arguably, he is the best stand-up comedy in the history of, but it sucks to say that, like, you know, the more messed up your life is, the better you're going to be the artist. But that's just the truth, because you just have more stuff to pick from. On a personal level, you know, if you have a bad life, you got a lot of stuff to talk about.
I know that you have spent some time in Hollywood, and you've toured quite a bit. You've been in this business for about a decade
now. You did your research.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
So I also saw that online you've been marked with this up-and-coming label for a few years now. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, how do you keep yourself fresh and keep yourself motivated in this tough industry where you could be called up-and-coming for a while but maybe still not quite crack the market that you want to crack?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, it's funny you said that, because last year I did Comedy Day, and they do that every year in September.
That's the annual San Francisco Comedy Day, right?
Yeah, and at that point I was doing comedy for 9 years, and I was on stage as one of the new faces in comedy. And I look at the people who's also a new face, and there was people who were like open micers that I like met, and they're like asking me for advice. But it's like, got these guys that have been doing comedy for 1 year or 2 year, and I'm a new face. I just never really tried to attack, you know, becoming a successful comedian. I just always just love being a comedian. So, you know, the comedy and the content is there. Just like when I first started, the business part and trying to make it was never there, because I wasn't really trying to make it. I was just having fun doing comedy, you know. But now that I'm a smart guy, well, I don't want to say I'm a smart guy, but, you know, I know what I'm talking about. And I know that if I wanted to like succeed, if that was my goal, my ultimate goal, to succeed, you know, it'd be a wrap for a lot of people. But I just love doing comedy. But now I'm at the point where, like, okay, it's been 10 years. It's time to start making some real money. So now, from now on, it's about to be over. It's a wrap.
Well, you have been doing this for 10 years, but you're still a young man. You're 26. So mm-hmm. you started doing 28. Comedy. Oh, sorry. Yeah, 28. You started doing comedy when you were a teenager. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. How did you get started so young?
The first time I went on stage was at my grandmother's funeral. So when I was 15 years old, I have a really big family, and my dad is somebody, you know, passes away every 3-4 years because there's just so many of us. It's just kind of, you know, numbers game, I guess. But my dad is usually the person that goes on stage and talks at funerals whenever somebody passes away. And my dad has the same name as me, Stroy. Well, I had the same name as him. He got the same name as his dad and his dad. But that's a different story. So the pastor said, oh, we're going to have a word from Stroy Moore. And I looked at my dad, and he was just laying down, like, crying. And he kind of looked at me, and he pointed at me to go on stage. And I'm like, I've always been dreaming about being a comedian, so let me just go up there and try to tell some stories. So I went on stage, and I started telling stories about my grandmother.
Can we stop for just a moment? Yeah, so yeah. It was your grandmother's funeral, but you immediately went to telling to comedy?
Yeah. Yeah. I went there to – I mean, I saw everybody crying. And I said, you know what, let me try to turn this around and make people laugh. Because that's what my dad does. My dad's the motivational speaker. And so that's what he does. So, you know, I just went on stage and I just started telling stories about her, you know. And it wasn't planned. Nothing wasn't prepared. It wasn't written out. I just kind of freestyled and just told stories. And everybody were laughing, like the whole funeral. It was like a full-fledged comedy club, you know. And it got to the point where people that were outside of the funeral home would look inside, like the big window, and they would see people laughing. And they would actually come into the funeral to see me. So people actually that didn't even know my grandmother just came in because they saw people laughing. And then they sat down and they laughed and they enjoyed the rest of the service because they saw me making people laugh. So from that point, I was like, you know what, I gotta try comedy. So then I waited a couple of years and actually I did it the next night and it wasn't good. Then I waited a couple of years and then I went on stage and it was good and I just kept going from there.
That's an amazing story.
Thank you.